The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think we're going to break a lot of people's hearts right now. Because I think...
That's what we do.
Yeah, breaking hearts! Don't you look at celebrities for the most part and think they're nice people?
No, I don't
think... I feel like it's changed with social media.
But back in the day, didn't you like always look at like the movie stars and you're like... They have every... Like Brad Pitt's got everything.
I thought they were cool,
like,
but I didn't...
Didn't you think they were nice?
No, because I looked up to like Hannah Montana. So I did assume she was nice, yes.
Yeah. Well, Hannah Montana is nice.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus is probably not.
No, I think she's very nice. I think she went through her bangers.
Miley's nice now.
Yeah, her bangers phase might have been a little questionable.
She got a little dark there.
But
I don't
now,
blame her.
Now I think she's wonderful.
She's forced into being a child star.
Oh, for sure.
I just feel like there's too many celebrities now that like they're just everywhere and I don't know them. And so it's like everyone's just like back. I remember watching like the late night talk shows and stuff, and I would know every person that would come on. And now it's like I don't know who these people
are. It's weird that you said late night talk show, because the one that's disappointed me the most. I was into this dude before he was famous, and before he was huge, and before he got his late night talk show.
Mm.
Jimmy Fallon,
Corden.
Oh.
James Corden had done some...
Why are
like,
they all named James?
It is weird. It is weird. Even Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel,
and
James
Corden. I didn't know... Yeah. Okay.
Stephen Colbert.
Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien. Johnny Carson. He was just funny and did... And like, just did weird, quirky, interviewee stuff. And I was like...
He seemed cute. And like,
cute and humble, and like the fat kid from band that you were friends with, and you guys would like make each other laugh on the back of the bus. Yeah. And it's like, then he got famous, and you're like, he's gonna
do good.
Yeah, he's pulling all the other dorks from band camp up into his group. And it has come out that he was just, he's a tyrant. Mm. He's a D-bag. People couldn't look at him. Like he was just, he wouldn't talk to people on set unless they reached a certain echelon of...
That's so sad.
Yeah. Is it because he started off as the nerdy, dorky kid?
Maybe.
So then he got up and was like, now I'm going to...
Wouldn't you do the opposite?
I would think.
I would hope,
Yeah, I would hope. We'll see. Let's... That was nerdy
Let's
enough.
Start Let's start a GoFundMe for T-Hack to see what kind
Give
of
D-bag.
Give
me a late night talk show host. You know what? It's the T-Hack.
That just makes me sad. Because it's like...
Yeah, it
it's,
is.
It's... I don't want to make it weird, but it's like somebody who worked... It's like fraternities. I've never understood why. You're in a fraternity, you get hazed, you hated it. Now you're the president of the fraternity. Just go in and go, yeah, that hazing thing, we're not going to do that anymore. I don't like... I didn't like the
we
way it felt for me.
We all went through it, bro.
Nope. We're just done. We don't need to do that anymore. Like, if it took you a bunch to get where you are, make it easier for everyone else to get up there. And James Corden is just a gross example of doing the opposite thing. So this is, I know I've drugged this on too long. We want to talk about James Cordens. We want to talk about celebrities who let you down. They just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm seeing one on this list that makes me real sad.
They're complete D's. Who's yours?
Michael Cera.
I know. How
what?
Can
no,
he be?
No, he's not good.
They said that he's a huge effing a-hole.
Michael Cera is?
I want to believe that it was just a bad day.
No,
I want to believe it too.
He's been on shows and movies, and he's probably bad behind the scenes.
He's been on forever, so much that like my son watches the Berenstain Bears, like the animated, and he's the voice of Brother Bear when he's like
really?
A little kid. Yeah.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
he was
Bear.
In Arrested Development, right?
He was, yeah, and
he's so cute.
Yeah, it's the cute ones. That's what it is. Yeah.
He's probably one of those guys who got famous too soon. And what are we calling this, by the way? Celebrity buttheads?
Yeah.
All right. So if you want to out a celebrity butthead, we break our hearts. Tell us who's not as nice as they appear. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
The one making the news right now that's really upsetting is a couple, and it's Blake Lively
Take
and Ryan Reynolds.
Blake can be bad, but Ryan's not bad. Are they saying Ryan's bad too?
I guess not necessarily. He's being dragged into it a little bit for creative differences.
Blake's bad.
I don't know.
She's so cute.
I know. She's stunning.
And everyone
but I think
loves them
be,
together.
Yeah.
Well, what are they saying?
Well, just with the whole movie of It Ends With Us and the promo going around, and she's promoting her hair care line instead of the domestic violence movie. Mm. And she's performed, or what's the word that I just said? The medicine kicked in. Promoting. There we go.
So Madison. All right, celebrity butthead, Aaron.
I'm not. That wasn't mean. That's I what just we're got confused. It now, huh?
Madison.
No. But she's like promoting Deadpool and Wolverine instead of her own movie. Oh. And there's a lot going on.
Okay. I mean, there's some on the list that I think, like Russell Crowe, I can see it.
Oh, yeah.
He's big, and he became a huge megastar.
There's actually a song about how a bartender punched him in the face.
Punched Russell Crowe in the face?
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
He is.
Bartender had to be bigger.
He's not.
Really?
It's by, not the Young Dubliners. It's an Irish band. Gaelic Storm, maybe?
Huh.
Yeah. Well, I wonder with some of them on the list, it's like, once you get to a certain level, what makes you an a-hole? Like, if you see them eating dinner and you go up and you're like, oh, can I get a picture and an autograph? And they're like, no, just leave me alone. And they're like, what a jerk. It's like, but if that happens 1,000 times a day,
you're going to get fed up.
Yeah. Like, but so I wonder what the backstory is.
Well, there's, what is her name? She was Catwoman, your favorite Catwoman.
Oh.
Anne Hathaway. Second favorite Catwoman.
That's
sorry.
Not my favorite
sorry,
Catwoman.
Sorry, sorry.
Mine is Kravitz.
Oh, that's right.
Zoe's way hotter than
Mine's Halle Berry. Wasn't
weird,
she Catwoman?
What a weird difference.
All right. Mine's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Wow. Anyway, no, Anne Hathaway was like videotaped.
Being a D-bag?
But she wasn't. She was so respectful about it. She was like, I understand. Please stand over there. I need a minute. And just was like gentle parenting.
Because like LeBron James, he just got caught. Like,
oh, really?
He was walking through and a kid was just trying to get his autograph. And he's like, stop, stop. And he like put his hand in front of the kid. And it's like, bro, this is just a little kid who wants your autograph, man. Relax.
I know.
And then he got 3 steps further and started like dancing as he walked into a club. And it was just like, if you had time to dance, you had time to sign an autograph, man. You just did.
That hurts.
Yeah, but it's one of those things. Once you start, and then a crowd for him, that was one, now two. Oh, you could do 10. Oh, you could do 20. You could do, like, and then it'd be.
I know, but then just say, I don't have time. But like when you
but
get
to be rude,
yeah. And you scream, stop. Mm-hmm. Like, we've talked about this every time we bring this up, but Bill Maher was apparently, I think he's better now. He smokes a ton of the wacky tobacco, but he used to have a crew of people that walked behind him with
$50
bills, and they would tip. Like, he'd walk through the door of a hotel and they'd tip the doorman $50 because he was so rude. Tip the bellman, tip the front desk clerk. He's like, sorry, 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 because he's just a D.
I've tried the same thing. Like, the guy's coming with the money.
Yeah, he's really savvy. He's right behind me. All right, so if you've met a celebrity and they let you down, we call it Celebrity Buttheads. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about Celebrity Buttheads. Those celebrities, like, I know you two are more jaded because you're from the social media generation.
Yeah.
But, like, when I was growing up, I just assumed everybody was so nice. You look at like whoever the famous, like Johnny Carson or somebody, like he's like, he's a nice guy. He's got to be just.
I see.
And then you meet him and you're like, oh.
He's nice to all the other celebrities. I'm sure he would be nice to me.
Right.
There it is.
So we're breaking hearts and finding out who's not as nice as they appear. Bob?
Yay.
Who's a celebrity butthead?
Terrell Owens.
No! No.
I'm sorry. I'm mistaken. Terrell Davis. My apologies.
Wait.
Terrell Davis.
Terrell Davis. That's
I think I believe Terrell Owens more than Terrell Davis.
Yes.
Really?
I encountered Terrell Davis at a casino where I was employed. He got on a blackjack table, wouldn't let anybody else get on it, played for hours without tipping, had his girlfriend run drinks for him because he didn't want to tip the cocktail waitresses.
Oh. I'm going to say, okay. You had a bad experience, and he may be that way. We've met him, and he was very nice.
Yeah, he was very nice to you, wasn't he? Because when you saw him at like he waited at the elevator or something for you, didn't he?
Yep, he did.
But I get it. You had an experience. Now I have it backwards. Terrell Owens, I can see.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he's the guy who we get the Sharpie out. Like, they'd fine him hundreds of thousands of dollars for his celebrations, and he's like, I don't care.
Well, in blackjack, there's people who take blackjack very seriously. They have ticks or whatever, and it's
we're not supposed to be defending people, but okay.
I want everyone to be nice.
J-Lo.
Yay.
Is this J-Lo? Are you the celebrity butthead?
It's my real initial, so sometimes I drop it, makes people pay attention.
Okay, we're paying attention.
My brother used to work downtown at a very swanky hotel. Cher came in, tipped one person $1 for carrying all of her bags, all of her assistant bags, yet Eminem, his bus broke down a block away from the Frankie Hotel, wouldn't let anybody carry his bags, and made everyone take a $100 bill for just being polite.
Okay, so you're saying Cher is a POS and Eminem is amazing.
Absolutely. So here's the trade-off. He let me go up in her hotel room and lay in her bed.
Okay.
What?
You laid in Cher's bed while she was still while she was still staying there?
Yeah. Yeah, but she wasn't in the room.
Well, no wonder she's a butthead.
If I could turn my time.
Okay.
Second claim to fame.
Yeah, okay. That's
was it?
Yeah, I'd ask more questions about the bed, but I don't know that we want to know. Brooke?
Yay.
Celebrity buttheads. Who's yours?
Oh, boy. So I was at a food expo in D.C., and I was volunteering there, and I was standing by the restroom, and Guy Fieri walked out with three bodyguards, and I was like, Guy, I love... And he snubbed me and walked into the bathroom, and I stopped watching Triple D for approximately 4 months because I was so salty.
He's not nice.
Or he was, I mean, he eats a lot of diner food. He was making a beeline.
Yeah, you didn't want to talk to him right then.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.